I'll just stand. I'm just going to introduce Kathy and let her read her poems. But so I founded this group, Art and Inspiration, and we have dialogues where we invite poets and artists, and everybody comes and talks. And Kathy came as a painter. She does some wonderful paintings, like 6 years ago. And she had mentioned that she had been an Army nurse stationed in Vietnam. And she had written poetry about her experience. So I said, well, where are the poems? And she said, they've been in a drawer for the last 40 years. And so I said, well, can you bring some in? And she was really reluctant. As you know, a lot of veterans and what they went through, it's difficult for them to kind of share their experience. And that's why it's so important to listen tonight. And whenever you encounter a veteran that's ready to talk, to really listen to what they have to say. But eventually she brought the poems in. And the first one she read, I mean, her hands were shaking. It was this crumpled paper. And she read it. And all the artists were so moved by what she had to say that over time, artists said, let's, you know, she put a book together where they contributed art to illustrate her poems. That's what she has tonight. But we ended up doing a program at the Shaler Library. It's the largest attendance ever at the library. 150 people came out where we invite Vietnam veterans to read her poems. So you have these rough guys like you see tonight just had never confronted some of this stuff, reduced to tears because it was her and a nurse, and she took care of them then, and she's kind of psychically offering that now. And we ended up going to Soldiers and Sailors, doing a big program. I remember a vet came up to me. He was supposed to talk to me, but he was so emotionally overcome. He hadn't talked about his experiences in 50 years. And I called her over, and within seconds, he was sitting down and telling his story. And that's just why it's so important to listen when they're ready to speak. And also, in terms of the power of poetry in your own work, you never know, like Jimmy's piece, what life it may have, you know, once you bring it out into the world. So if you do have your work, when you're ready, you know, bring it out and share it like you did tonight. That was wonderful. But I hope you'll listen to Kathy tonight, because she has some wonderful pieces to share that she wrote when she was a nurse in Vietnam. Here's Kathy True Swazik.